Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. So if you listened to the last three episodes, we had a quick challenge about review blog posts and how to write them, how to optimize them, and essentially how to do all the good stuff. So this week, I just wanted to make it super simple, super sweet, and kind of like take a break from the hard brain work and just kind of go over a cool little project that I did over the last year. So back in 2023, in February 2023 more specifically, I launched a niche website. And that niche website was called The Hobby Mom. And it's all about like hobbies for moms, pretty straightforward. And the only way that I was going to drive traffic to it was through Google search and Pinterest if I had time. And I had some really, really big goals for this. Like I was like, I'm going to publish consistently. My goal was to put 120 blog posts on the website, which was be publishing 30 blogs per quarter. And I came up with this plan while I was pregnant with Haylin, my third daughter, my third child in general. But so I published it and launched it all when I was postpartum. This was going to be like my postpartum project because I had kind of stepped back a little bit from client work and only had some of my long-term clients that I was writing for. And I was just taking like a maternity leave, obviously. So this project was just something fun to do. And I just wanted to experiment with like what you could do with Google search, how long it would take to grow a baby blog and make money from a baby blog just from blogging, like not doing any other socials or anything like that, because short form video is such a huge thing in marketing right now. And I just not have the energy to do it for another blog or business. So that's all this is going to be about. And just deep diving into that. So if this doesn't interest you, go ahead and just step back, take a week off, enjoy some coffee, spend some time with your littles, and then come back again next week when we're back to our usual goodness. Now, I am going to have some SEO tips kind of hidden in this because it's going to give you some insight into, yes, there are best practices, but like don't kick yourself in the butt if you can't do this or that. Like we're doing our best out here. So, all right, here's the summary. Essentially, overall, I made $228.53 from February of 2023 to February of 2024. While I very much wanted to publish 120 blog posts, I only actually published 45, and 31 of those were in the first 4 months. So after those first 4 months, when I got back into like working for my own business, The Calm Mom Co., I very much had to humble myself and say, you know, I cannot publish almost 10 blog posts on this a month when I'm doing The Calm Mom Co. I have a motherhood website that I love doing. It's a personal one. And then I also purchased another blog. So, and then on top of my client work. So of course, this kind of took the back burner. I pretty much monetized immediately. So did I make money right away? Not necessarily, but I did make money pretty quickly. But I already had like all the affiliate links in place because there's no products on this. I tried a product, but nothing really aligned. So I took it off and it just didn't happen. But pretty much the only way I earned money for the first 6 months was affiliate marketing. And then I add placement ads. So, you know, like when you go to a blog and there's a bunch of ads on the site. So those are placement ads. So I added placement ads in November of 2023. So I also marketed pretty much solely through SEO. And then I added like lazy Pinterest marketing where you pin a post when you publish a post. So I backdated all the posts that I had before I got on Pinterest. And then I just, as I was publishing posts, I would put the pins on Pinterest as I went, because I do recommend for like blogs like that you definitely put pins on there. And Pinterest does play a role in your actual SEO. Like they can give you some really good backlinks if your pins perform well. And it just did not make sense for me to start a hobby and craft site and not get on Pinterest, where hobby and crafts are like the thing. Now, you can't see it, but I do have some stats in front of me. So overall, I had about 25,500 clicks through Google Search Console. And that's from that February to this February. And I had 591 impressions. I had a 4.3 click-through rate. And my average keyword position was 15.1. Now for Pinterest, because I wanted to show you the difference. So remember, total traffic from Google Search Console for the year was 25,500. From Pinterest was 3,750. So there's a pretty significant difference. And very obviously, like, Google brought most of the traffic. And well, Pinterest right now, like this month, March of 2024, when I'm recording this, Pinterest is trying to catch up, but they're just not quite there yet. But I'm hoping by this time next year, even in 6 months, when I come back and do another episode studying how this went, that there will be an even closer, like they will be almost right there together, because I would love having an equal amount of traffic from multiple platforms. So like I said, it's $228. So where the heck did this come from? So I told you it comes from affiliate marketing and some placement ads, but let's get a little bit deeper into that. So I started the very first month, I earned some type of money. Like, well, there's only one type of money, but well, there's only one type of money for me. But the first month that I earned was actually March of 2023. So it only took a month to start seeing traffic and start earning some affiliate income. And it was a whopping $2.50. So I wasn't balling or anything, but I did earn very quickly. In April, that next April, I made 75 cents. May, I made $1.30. June was $1.65. July kind of jumped a little bit, so it went up to $5.85. August nearly tripled at $14.59. September kept the same at $14.75. October, we had a big jump, was $54.47. And then November was $57.79. This is when I finally got ads on the site, was about the last week of November. In December, it jumped up again and I made $74.88. I had some really good Christmas posts coming up. And actually, that's what happened in October and November too, is I had some Halloween posts that gave it that boost. And then in January 2024, it dropped back down to $54.29. And then I ended in February at $70.22. So that's how much I made each month. So as you can tell, like, it's starting to go back up. And I had seasonal content that really carried me during those later months last year, because you can capitalize on seasonal content. I do recommend seasonal content if it is relevant to like your niche or industry, because if you can capitalize on seasonal content, it can actually improve like how much Google trusts you and will start to index and at least crawl your other content. So you can kind of carry your other content on seasonal content that's performing well. So it is something that I do recommend. Now, let's talk about how many blog posts. So I told you I only published about 45. And how that broke down is I launched with 4 and wrote 4 more in February. Then in March, I published 6. April, I published 11. May, I did 6. June was 3. July was 1. August was 1. September, I didn't publish anything. October was 2. November, 2. December, 2. January and February both had 1 apiece. So I did not take my own advice of staying consistent, and I kind of got overwhelmed with the whole thing, as I mentioned in the beginning. So very inconsistent, but I still saw growth and still saw improvement. And that's one of the things I love about SEO, is that so consistency is best, but if your brain needs a break and you need to step back for a minute, or like say you can make an investment for 3 months, but you don't know about an entire year or like the forever future of your business, like those 12 posts or those 3 months are still going to help you and will carry you for a while. So while recommendation is to keep consistent and doing consistently and keep publishing, like if you can only do 12, do 12. If you can only do like 6 months of content, do 6 months. Like if you need a break, take a break. Do not pressure yourself. And a lot of this content was just me picking my favorite things and recommending them, and doing a lot of like review blog posts and roundups of like my favorite stuff to share. And not a lot of it. Now, there is a few how-tos, but most of it is just sharing, which is really why this brought in so much affiliate income. And just to like give you a peek into current, so like one more month, if we had done a 13-month on this, in March, we are already on track to earn almost $150. We hit $100 on March 21st. So ideally, it would be great if I can get to that 150 mark by the end of March, but there's no telling. But the fact that I did surpass $100 is just, you know, a nice little win after 1 year of working towards it. Because if I were to sell this website, if you are making less than $100, then it's considered a new site or a beginner site. But if you start making $100 or more each month consistently, you can actually sell it for more. Now, originally I was going to sell this website, but I will not be selling it. I'm going to reapproach it in about a year and see what I want to do. See if I can step back enough and it still make enough income, because you do need to publish content for a placement, for ad placement. You have to be active or they won't stay on your site. So if I want to continue earning, I will have to at least publish a post per month, I believe. So if I can't handle that, then I'm going to sell it. Or if it's just too much of a hassle, I'm going to sell it. But if not, I'm going to keep it and just continue to watch it, because I think it's fun to see this grow. But here's why I'm not like upset about earning $228.53. So like overall, the amount of time versus how much I earn this year does not equal out, because I think typically a blog post for me, I've charged $120 to $175 per blog post. And then those prices will be raising soon. So I only earned enough to pay myself for a blog post and some change. And that doesn't count in how much I paid for the website template itself and how much I paid for website hosting, which was not a lot because I have a big plan for hosting. So that expense is not huge for me. But anyways, the reason I'm not upset about this is because this is just a year and it's still growing. So let's just say the average blog post can last around 2 years, but it can last even longer than that. So let's pretend that it lasts for 5 years and it continued to earn only about $228 per year. That's $1,000, and that's like $1,100. So $1,100, not $11,000, but $1,100. And I'm happy with that. Like if I get $1,100 from the work that I've done from this, I'm content, because that's not something I'm stressing over. So it's like a little bonus. Now, and that's assuming that it's only $228. Now, if every month was closer to that $70 that I earned per month, after 5 years, I would earn about $4,200, which is even better. So not mad about that either. Like that's nearly $1,000 a year that I'm just earning from a blog that I just post on occasionally and I don't stress about. So that's really cool. Now, if I put my all into it, I am curious on what I can accomplish. So I think I'm going to aim for moving forward, I'm at least going to publish a blog post per month on it, and I will continue to track its performance. And I'm going to check in again, maybe in 3 months. You might hear like a little blurb in an episode in about 3 months, but I'll do another like deep dive into the growth in about 6 months, because this will be like year two and I'd love to see that change from there. But anyway, so here's what I want you to grab from this is that you do not have to be 100% consistent. You do not have to like stress your brain. And this is like realistic affiliate earnings. So this is realistic growth. This is realistic earnings. And just think, so my main program that I was converting from is Etsy, and their affiliate program has a payout of 3%. So I only earn 3% of purchases. If you are doing this with your digital products or your services or anything like that, your ROI would be much higher for getting these and converting them. Even if you are recommending like another tool or product with a higher affiliate conversion, because as business owners, or even if you're just a blogger, there are a lot of small companies that offer, or even tools. So like HoneyBook and Kitchen and PixieStock and all these other tools that we use have higher affiliate payouts. So they have payouts that are like 10%, 15%, 30%. I've seen even people who are seen even companies that do 50%. And a lot of these, if their memberships allow you to have lifetime recurring. So this can be like a huge potential, a huge side passive income for us as business owners or bloggers or service providers that can just supplement during these slow months, or even just have a nice little booster to help pay off debt or make payments on stuff and just, or build a savings and do some investing. So it's just nice to have this side income to come in that you don't have to stress about and you don't have to worry about. Because I mean, you even from like my business blog, I have a few articles that are reviews and they just continually bring in sales, and like some seasons I make more from it than others. But since I'm not actively promoting it and I'm not stressing about it, it's just like a nice little gift versus, you know, you're working to make sure you're attracting clients and you're attracting sales for your digital product. Like, I don't have to do any of that for these review blog posts to see it pay off. But anyway, so that's enough of my little rant there. Now, I did recently launch the Review Blog Post SEO Content Kit, where I teach you how to write a review blog post, how to pick the perfect products, how to find the affiliate programs, how to optimize it for SEO, how to track your performance and see how it's doing through SEO. And I did do that. So if you are interested in or curious about the kit, I do have the link below in the show notes. So I do recommend that if this is something that you're interested in, go ahead and check it out. But that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I'll talk to you next week.
As always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.